Let's bring in Mr. Eclipse, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Good morning, everybody. And it's not going to be, you know, perfect. As you could tell this morning, there's clouds out there. And it'll be at least partly sunny. I don't think we'll get any rain, but it's not going to be totally clear. It'll be hot. It'll be more humid. And highs will approach 90. And, of course, eclipse time is around 2:45. Do not look at the eclipse with the naked eye, or you will get retina damage, no doubt about it. Partly cloudy tonight, low 70s. Hazy, humid, low 90s for Marshall's trek into the city, where the low 90s will feel like the low 100s. And then Wednesday, a shower or thunderstorm in the morning. Then it gets partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid in the afternoon, mid-80s. Thursday, sunny and nice, 75 to 80. Friday, almost like fall, in the 70s with sunshine.
So now let's go to today. Let's go back to today, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, it's not going to be cloudy all day, right? It's going to be off and on?
Right, exactly. In and out, right.
So what do you think the chances are that we'll be able to see it turn dark?
You'll see it. You'll sense it dark. It's not going to be pitch black. You'll sense it dark. It's not going to be like, you know, 10 o'clock at night. It's going to be like a thunderstorm approaching.
I don't know. I think 70% of the sun being blotted out is going to be pretty dark. You know, 70% is pretty good.
Yeah, it's 70%. It'll look like a thunderstorm's approaching. It's only going to last for 1 to 2 minutes. So it'll be, you know, it'll get dark and then get light, you know. That's what I think. I think it'll just look like a thunderstorm is approaching. You know how dark it gets.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when a thunderstorm approaches during the day, in the summertime, it gets so dark that all the solar lights go on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that's the way I think it's going to be. And that'll be it for another 100. Well, I think the next one is 2025, I think is the next one.
For the United States.
For the United States, yeah. Right.
For the
Which
U.S.
Which is not that long, you know, not, what is it? You're talking what? 13 years.
Yeah. Well, there's one guy they were interviewing that's seen 18 eclipses.
Wow.
He's gone all over the world to see all these eclipses.
He must really be a fan of that, huh?
Well, I've got some friends that rented rooms, I mean, down right where it's going to cross last year. And they're driving down. They're there already. I've got 4 or 5 broadcasting friends that are down there.
Wow.
And they're not going to miss this. They're not going to miss it at all. That's what they said.
Now, remember, over the Carolinas, there's going to be a lot of cloud cover.
Well, it's still going to get pitch black there, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing. It's going to get pitch black.
Right.
And you're going to get to experience all the things that the people experience during an eclipse. You know, which I know two people that have been to total eclipses. And they say the birds stop, everything stops. You know, it gets eerily quiet. If you're in the right place, if you're in nature, and you hear the normal nature noise, the birds and stuff like that, they say just it's like nighttime has come, and all the animals seem to just think it's nighttime for a few minutes. They say it really is a pretty amazing feeling.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds to me that sounds like. If I was going to go for an eclipse, that's the reason I would go. That is the reason I would go, is that sensation. But other than that, no. I've known people that have gone to real exotic places to see the eclipse.
Yeah, I know. The Africa and places like that, exactly. Now, so what will you be doing today?
I'll be doing work in my home studio. I'll be sitting right by a big window, though.
Right, me too. I have windows here, and I'll be working here. But I won't look at the sun, but I'll be able to look out the window and see how dark it gets.
Well, I'll just look out the window and see how dark it gets. You don't have to look at the sun. If you want to see the eclipse, make the thing like we used to make in school, where you held your back to the eclipse and you held this thing up, There's instructions on the internet how to do it. It's not hard, and you can see the eclipse that way. It shoots through, and you can see the blotting of the sun on this thing over your shoulder.
The reflection of it, right? Without like a mirror, right? It's shadowed.
We did that. I remember that in school. We used to do that. So you can do it that way. But you know what, Pat? You know what's really driving me crazy? And I know a lot of my friends who are pet lovers are going to get mad at me. These people that are saying keep your pets indoors. I'm sorry. The eclipse happens all over the world, right?
Right.
Has anybody thought about putting goggles on bears, on wolves, on turtles?
I don't believe animals are affected.
Well, I believe that they could be affected, but they have to look up at the right time.
Right, and they don't do that.
They look up, but they don't look up that high where they can. And then there's this big thing on the internet now, is bring your dogs inside. You know what? It's typical modern day overreaction.
What else is new?
Human beings should stay inside because human beings are stupid. They'll look up.
Right. They'll say, oh, I could just glance at it.
Yeah. I'll look up.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the animals. You're so right. You know, the animals, you know, I once had a bird during an eclipse, a partial eclipse, and it was like I put a cover over the bird cage, Pat. Bird quieted right down and thought, okay, it's time for the cover coming on. That's what happens. The animals just they react to it. But they react differently than humans. So, anyway.
Gotcha.
I had to get that off my chest because...
Not a problem.
You've been seeing... Even pet stores have been putting this in the pet stores. Keep your pets indoors. I just can't believe it. So, anyway.
So, that's that. So, very tired, Marshall.
Yeah, did you have a big weekend?
Working at the new studio all weekend long. But,
did you get it all done?
No, but it's getting there. It's all the painting is done, the staining's done. I had to make a very light, mobile 12x8 foot wall because when we put the curtains up in front of the garage door, because the studio has a garage door, opens up to the field, those curtains were not high at the garage door. So I had to make a wall up, and I made it, I framed it, and then I put foam core over it, white foam core, put that up, and then the curtains over it, so that looks good. But, you know, everything takes time, and I'm just so tired because all you do is work, and there's no time for rest.
Well, you know, it was like me yesterday. I came into the station for a few hours, but then I went home, rested for a few hours, but then again, I was doing paperwork and other work on the computer from basically 3:30 in the afternoon to about 6 o'clock at night. I was doing work.
It's always work. You're absolutely right. But nevertheless, we're getting there, and I still have basically two weekends. Next weekend, and I have much of Labor Day weekend because we're not shooting in the studio Labor Day weekend. We're shooting at somebody's house, just a couple of scenes. So I still have two more full weekends.
Well, hey, you know, Pat, summer's coming to an end.
It's unfortunate how it flies by and winter drags on.
Yes, it is. But I've got the convertible out again today. I've had the convertible out for many days now. I'm going to get my use of it while I can.
Absolutely. You're right.
All right, Pat, don't look up at the sun, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.